Adrian Spence here for All About Symbian, still at the Symbian Smartphone Show. Joining me now out of Sweden and Scalado, it's Mats Jakobsen. Good morning, Mats.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about Scalado. What do you do as a company?
We are a software supplier to the mobile handset industry. We provide software technology that fix a lot of the problems today with camera phones related to the imaging. Yeah. From capturing, from viewing, to editing, to sharing images. With your camera phone.
I mean, we turn around and think that camera phones are outselling regular cameras now by a tremendous scale. I mean,
absolutely.
5 to 10 years ago, if you'd said, you know, one in five of the people in the world are going to have a camera in their pocket every day of the week, you probably would have went, huh?
Yeah.
But so what can you do that the companies like Nokia and Sony Ericsson aren't doing with their camera?
You can say, basically, managing a megapixel, multi-megapixel images requires a lot of memory and a lot of processor power, which is not included in a camera phone today, because the camera phone should do a lot of other things. For example, you need to talk with it too. So the camera phone is so much a competition about the resources, hardware wise and software wise. So what we do software technology that actually enables you to work with high resolution images in a much more efficient way, and that's a unique offering we have.
Okay, so this is not something that I as a consumer could buy. This is something that goes in either with the handset manufacturers or with the network operators as well.
No, it goes into the handset and it's embedded in the core of the handset on the platform. For example, the Symbian platform.
Okay, right then. So you're showing off three products here at the Smartphone Show: the Photorama, Photo Fusion and Photo Wobble, and these each address a different problem that you see in camera phones.
They address different use cases, as we say. But the Photorama, for example, is a way with a one-click feature you can actually take high-resolution panoramas, for example, with 3 megapixels stitched together automatically in the device with just one single click.
Now, to me, that would seem something like you could do in Photoshop or something. You could go bang, bang, bang with 3 pictures.
Absolutely.
But this turns it into something that's not a sort of technical solution. It's just something that's point and shoot almost.
Yeah, exactly. It's a point and shoot solution directly in the device. And we believe a lot in that you have the freedom to do things directly in the device, not needed to go back on your computer to do things afterwards.
Yeah. I wonder what else we have.
Photo album, for example, is a way to create a much faster way to find your images and to also zoom and to pan instantly into the image.
I saw a demo of that, and you were literally as fast as you could page through and scroll through the images. And I dare I say the word cover flow from Apple, but that's that same sort of speed and feel as well.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously this is to do, is you doing a lot of pre-processing and caching of the image in the background and taking up more hard drive space?
It's everything from the decoding to the image that's done in a special way. We have a technology called Random Access JPEG, which is a patented technology that actually opens just the parts of the image at the same first and not the whole image at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have a lot of smart caching, as you say, and smart application layers that actually do the trick as well.
What's it like? I mean, you said obviously the resources are tight. When you compare, let's take Photo Album to the standard Photo Album gallery application you have in the Nokia N95. What sort of difference in footprint size is there?
The footprint, do you mean the footprint of the
The footprint of how much memory is used in operation, for example, and how much cache space is used.
And, for example, if you have a 2-megapixel image, for us to decode that one would be like 0.5 megabyte. Compared with, I would say, maybe 12 megabytes from a non-Scalado solution.
Right then.
So these are talking random access memory. We're not talking about the flash memory here.
So this is the where programs are executed, the RAM.
Exactly. Yeah. And that is where the expensive part is. It's not the flash.
Right then.
So we don't do anything with the JPEG. It's still standard JPEGs we have, input, output, not the new format. It's just the way that we process the JPEG images that's different.
Right. So I mean, is that sort of difference, that almost 20 times saving? Is that consistent across?
It's 20 times. It's average 20 times.
Okay. And the other one you've got here is, you know, I never see the appeal in these, but I think that's just me being old. The Photo Fusion sort of fun editing software.
There's some of the creative applications we have, and that is where you can actually take a photo of a face and then you could morph that into a background. And the thing that's different from what Scalado is doing than others is actually that the output is high-resolution image that you can print and you can use as a postcard or whatever.
You're keeping as much information as possible.
Other solution, they actually go down to VGA quality and to be sent on MMS. So we preserve the quality the whole way. And that is also unique for Scalado.
Well, Mats, it's been great chatting. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the software and phones in the future.
Okay.
But for now, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, yourself.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2007.